Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get into a prayer. Amen. Lord God, we thank you that you come to us with your power and might. We thank you that you come to us in our suffering and strengthen us in all we must undo on earth. You help us so that what is good and full of light comes more and more to us and to all people. We thank you and pray that your power coming from the invisible world into the visible may continue its quiet working in us until the day when everyone can see Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and in all eternity. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Well, let's get into some great gospel music here. We're going to play Just As Sure by Tori Kelly and Jonathan McReynolds. Then we're going to play A Great Work by Brian Courtney Wilson. And then we'll play a song called In the Room by Lexi. And then we will play Won't He Do It, the remix by Corinne Hawthorne. Amen. Sit back and listen to some great gospel music. Amen.
Now can leave you feeling low, and you don't know how to move forward. And sometimes there are turns you want to take, but the way gets hard to trace. Now you're wondering, how did you get here? But don't you give up until you
Nobody's stopping my life. They try to break me, try to pick me up, but I
to shape us into the people that he created us to be. This may not be what we want to hear, but it is human nature to hope for our lives that will be free from adversity in hard times. But that's not what the Bible tells us is going to happen. And we must accept that. We must embrace that. So when we follow God's path, we will be disciplined, we will be taught, and we will be shaped. It will not be an easy life, but it will be a fulfilling and one that's full of hope, kindness, and love. Understanding that Satan is the ruler of earth explains a lot of the tragedies and evils that we see on a day-to-day basis. When we understand that God is permitting Satan to rule the earth for a period of time, it helps explain why bad things happen to good people. We also must understand that the Bible teaches that Satan will be defeated. In Revelation chapter 20, verse 10, in Romans chapter 16, verse 20, and in Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. And that the faithful followers of Jesus will be with him and his Father in paradise forever. Truth number two, God allows bad things to happen to good people. We discussed suffering earlier in the lesson. Next, we want to answer the question, why does God allow bad things to happen to good people? A great verse to help us answer this question is found in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount when he said of his Father, in Matthew chapter 5, verse 45, he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good and send rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. This scripture is both good news and bad news. Rain is necessary for survival. It waters the plants and keeps us hydrated. But water can also kill. There are tsunamis and hurricanes where sadly there are many people who perish. The sun is also good news and bad news in the scripture. The sun provides us with warmth and allows crops to grow. But the sun can also cause droughts, skin cancer, and famine. And Matthew chapter 5, verse 45 teaches us that bad things are going to happen to us and to the people that we love. This is not the way we want it, but it's that way what the Bible tells us is going to happen. So how do we get through it? And where is the good news? To answer both questions is Jesus. Because of Jesus and the sacrifice that he made, we have hope. And that hope is bigger than any problem that we will ever face while we are on earth. So truth number three, it will all be worth it. And when our time is done and we have remained faithful to Jesus until the end, it will all be worth it. That is because our reward will be in heaven, and heaven is forever. The Bible tells us that we cannot picture how beautiful heaven will be because there is nothing on earth to compare it to. God created the earth in all its beauty in only 6 days. More than 2,000 years ago, Jesus left and said he was going to prepare a place for us. Imagine how beautiful heaven will be given that Jesus has been preparing it for 2,000 years. Paul wrote in his letter to Romans, in Romans chapter 8, verse 18, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us." So whatever suffering we endure on earth, it will be nothing compared to the glory that awaits the faithful followers of Jesus. Any suffering that we experience will be temporary. It will be a beginning and an end. Heaven, however, is forever. In the book of Revelation, we can read and marvel at how glorious heaven is going to be. This is written to give us hope so that we can endure and persevere. In Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 to 4, "And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be among them, and he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death. There will no longer be any mourning or crying or pain. The first things have passed away." So this scripture tells us that in heaven there will be no tears, no pain, and no dying. Heaven is described as a place that is more beautiful than anything we've ever seen or imagined, and it's forever. So let us conclude. Some parts of the Bible are easier for us to digest than others. There are scriptures that tell us that our lives are going to get hard and that we are going to suffer. It's human nature to want to believe that things will be different, but that's not what the Bible tells us is going to happen. God wants us to learn how to endure. He wants us to learn to persevere. And then he wants us to join him in his Son and all the saints in heaven forever. We will end today's lesson with a scripture taken from the Apostle Paul's letter to the Romans. There are the same words that we hope to be able to say when our time on earth is done. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 and 8, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. In the future there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Amen. And I hope this Bible lesson taught you something. Amen. Amen. Well, it's time to do an altar call. If you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you have a chance to do so right here, right now, tonight. All you have to do is simply say this simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Yes, and if you said that prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487. Press that one key, and that will bring you on the air so you can tell the world that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior tonight. Amen. Well, we have some callers in the queue, but however, they have not pressed the one key, so I cannot bring them on until they do. Amen. All righty. Oh, no, GZ is not going to call. Oh, wait a minute. We have a call. Nope. They took their hand away. GZ is not going to call in. Okay? He doesn't want to end this charade. He wants to fester it and keep it going. Okay? He's the main one doing it. Okay? Sorry to have a Judas in the flock, but he's one of them. Yes. Unfortunately. I'm sorry to say. Well, like I said, if you're in the queue and you want to come on the air, just press that one key and I will bring you on. Amen? Yes, we need to end the boycott. It's stupid. Yes, it's really, really stupid to boycott a godly show. Amen. 111, you're on air.
Boycott. This is the automated God's Rainbow Ministries boycott line by order of...
Goodbye. Yeah. That's so true. Okay. All right. Well, anyway. Okay. Well, I see BBF has started a new room in Discord. Amen. Maybe BBF is going to call in tonight. Who knows? 111, you're on air. Hello? Another no one wants to say nothing? You called in. Why don't you say something? Cat got your tongue? Okay. 111. Let's try another one.
Boycott. This is the automated God's Rainbow Ministries boycott line by order of Benjamin Buford, Fontaine III. Your show is being boycotted. Your name is Mary Lou. If you don't like it, too bad.
Okay, all righty. Anybody can come up with a strip like that and put a call in the show. Okay, all righty. Well, thank you, Gavin Moore, for calling me the King of Blog Talk. Okay, however, I don't think I'm the King of Blog Talk. I think Tony Gaga still holds that title. Amen. He's got way more listeners than I do there, Gavin. But I'm catching up slowly. Amen. All right. Well, like I said, if you're in the queue and you want to come on the air, press that one key and I'll bring you on. And you can tell us what you got to say. Amen. 111. You're on air. Hello? Why do you call in if you don't want to say nothing? Why do you waste my time? Do you think that's funny? Are you laughing a lot? I hope so. Goodbye. All righty. Well, let's play some more godly music here, and then I'll get into a prophetic word for today. Amen. Oh, wait a minute. We got another caller. I know, Farrar. I'm going to take it and see who we maybe
invite. Call hotline. I order Benjamin Buford.
Okay. Same message. Same old message. Well, let's play some more music. Play a song called Respond by Travis Green, featuring Denar Young and Taylor Poole. And then we'll play Secrets by Israel Houghton and Adrian Houghton. And I'll play I Will Trust by Fred Hammond and Brianne Hammond. Amen.
You're searching for someone who will respond. I'm right here. You see how still you're looking for somewhere you could abide. I'm right here. I'm the one. You don't have to search no more. Oh, I'm the one you're looking for. When you call me, I will respond. Yeah. When you call me, I will respond. When you pull me, I will come running to your arms. I will respond to you. You see,
I will respond.
When We lie to our lovers. We lie to our friends. Painting our pictures and playing pretend. We keep our secrets all to ourselves. Stand at a distance so no one can tell.
And nobody knows us, and nobody will. We all keep pretending we're better, but still, we keep our secrets to cover our shame. You see the darkness, and you love us the same.
I got some callers here. I'm going to take them and see what we have. 111. You're on here. You're on here. Hello? Okay, well, 111, you're on air. Hello? Oh, boy, isn't this just silly, Kevin Morris? This is silly, silly, silly. Try this another 111 caller. You're on air. Okay. Y'all don't want to say nothing. So why call in? You don't want to say nothing? Why call my show? Why call my show? Goodbye. Alrighty. Let's get into the prophetic word for today. Amen. The Father says today, beloved, I desire that you prosper in all things and be in health, even as your soul prospers. There is a prosperity of the mind, a prosperity of emotions, and a prosperity of the will. What does a prosperous soul look like, beloved? A prosperous mind is being of like mind with me and in one accord with my thoughts. Having the mind of Christ is a mind choosing, have no opinion, to have a judge, not lest you be judged, mind. A prosperous will is doing only what you see the Father do. It is releasing your own will and demands on the situation and giving place to the will of the Father in all things. Prosperity in your emotions is yielding all trust unto the Father and placing security in the outcome that heaven designs. Relinquishing the outcome of every situation into my hands, knowing the process of obedient faith secures eternal reward and abundant success and favor in this life. Prosperity of a soul is a gateway for life and life more abundant. It is my place to cause my voice to be heard, and it is your place to cooperate with what you hear. Let my process bring you to a glorious outcome without fear or doubt. Let not your soul be troubled, neither let it be afraid, even as you walk through the pressure zones of life. For I will surely bring you through the pressure, and you will break out into the kingdom, says the Father. And this prophetic word goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. God bless you all. Oh, I think we got some more silly callers. Well, hopefully they're not, and we'll take them. 111, you're on the air. Okay. Goodbye. 111, you're on the air.
You don't like it? Too bad. Tony F. is a boss hog bitch.
Okay. 111. You're on air. Okay. Enough of that silliness. Let's try one
boycott
more.
Boycott line by order of Benjamin Buford, Fontaine III, your show.
All right. Okay. Let's Let's try this again. 101, you're on the air. Okay, well, I guess these people got nothing better to do besides to call in the radio shows and not say nothing. So I'm not even going to take them anymore. All righty. Okay. 101, you're not going to say nothing, so I'm not going to bring you on. You might as well put your hand on. Okay. Let's give a shout-out to Juan from Alabama. Since I know you're listening and your kinfolk are listening, I want to say God bless you, your faithful listeners. Okay, God's Rainbow Ministries loves you all. Keep coming back, Juan from Alabama and your kinfolk. Well, I could play some more music. And hopefully we might get some good callers. Yeah, let's play some music and see what we got. Let's play This Place by Camilla Mann.
song is not for you. If you never cried a river or had your heart broken too, this song is not for you. If every day you wake up the sky on blue, but this is for anyone. No matter how you break, the pain won't let you get through. But you try and you try.
I'm going to end this show, but I'm going to take these last three callers. I know they're not going to say nothing, so I'll be shocked if they do. Okay, one. You're on here. Okay, goodbye. One. Right here. Okay. Last call.
Tony Air is a boss.
Okay. One. You're on air. Right then. Goodbye. Well, anyway, let's do a prayer to end this night. Amen. Lord God, let your light shine in our hearts, the light that can gladden us and lead us until our longing is stilled. May the higher nature born in us become ever stronger, so that the lower and perishable nature does not rule over us. Grant that we may overcome, and that our hearts may rejoice in being allowed to strive for the highest good, because we are your children who can share in what is eternal. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I'm going to say, God bless everybody. Okay? Thank you, Gavin Morehead, for listening through the whole show and being a faithful, loyal listener. I'm glad to call you a brother, Gavin Morehead. Amen. Well, we'll be on tomorrow night, and maybe Pastor Wanda will join us tomorrow night. I'm not quite sure. She mentioned something about it. Okay, hopefully we'll have Pastor Wanda on to shed her light. And God bless everybody. Have a wonderful night. Bye-bye.